Last year, a coalition of five state agencies and two first state hospitals received just under $90,000 in federal grants to try to reduce the cost each pays for pharmaceuticals. The plan was to identify the most cost-effective and clinically appropriate drugs and then adopt uniform purchasing practices among the seven groups. Cindy Denemark is Delaware's pharmacy director in the Division of Medicaid and Medicare Services. She says it did not work.
What we found is most of the preferred drug lists and formularies were very much aligned. So there wasn't a lot that we could do to modify those benefit plans to bring down the cost.
But Delaware's Medicaid director, Stephen Groff, says the grant also allows Delaware to participate in an interstate work group to try to drive down drug costs.
Louisiana is pursuing this innovative, what they call a Netflix subscription type model. Some states are looking at importation. Some states are looking at building consortiums.
State officials say that while some initial attempts to reduce costs have failed, Delaware's largest drug purchasers, like the Department of Correction and the Division of Statewide Employee Benefits, are still communicating on the issue. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.